Welcome back to The Padded Room. I'm Kathy Garner, and this is Talking Tech with Wayne, the podcast dedicated to discussing smartphones, smart homes, and all those things in between. This show is a promise of information freely given to all that seek it, and that is a pact between us and all of you. Log into our website, www.talking-tech.org, and click the Join the Discussion button too. Well, join the discussion. While you are there, check out TV show, bookcase, or click the Schedule a Call button if you are interested in exploring how to bring a Talking Tech discussion group to your local church or community center. We also have a helpline where trained technicians are ready to answer your questions 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and best of all, it's 100% free. That number is 215-406-HELP. That's 215-406-4357. Joining us is our expert in senior technology engagement, Benjamin Smith. Welcome, Benjamin. Today, we'll tackle an important topic, digital wellness, balancing screen time.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here and discuss this essential topic.
Let's dive right in. What does digital wellness mean? And why is it so crucial in today's tech-driven world?
Digital wellness refers to the idea of maintaining a healthy relationship with technology. It encompasses everything from managing screen time to ensuring that our digital interactions enhance, rather than detract from, our well-being. With technology being so integrated into our daily lives, understanding how to balance it is more critical than ever.
That makes sense. Many of us struggle with screen time. What are some common issues related to excessive screen time that you see?
Excessive screen time can lead to a variety of problems, including eye strain, sleep disturbances, and decreased physical activity. Additionally, it can impact mental health, contributing to anxiety and depression, especially when we're constantly comparing ourselves to others on social media.
Those are significant concerns. How can individuals start to address and manage their screen time effectively?
A good first step is self-awareness. Keeping a log of your screen time can help you understand your habits. Once you identify patterns, you can set specific goals to reduce usage, like designating screen-free times during the day or limiting certain apps.
I love the idea of setting specific goals. What about for seniors who might not be as familiar with technology? How can they effectively manage their screen time?
For seniors, it's essential to simplify the process. Educating them about the potential effects of excessive screen time is crucial. Encouraging regular breaks and suggesting engaging offline activities like reading or exercising can help them create a more balanced lifestyle.
Great tips. Another aspect of digital wellness is social media use. What strategies can help individuals maintain a positive experience on these platforms?
One effective strategy is curating your feed. Encourage individuals to follow accounts that inspire, educate, or uplift them, and to unfollow those that induce negativity or comparison. Additionally, it's essential to take regular breaks from social media, especially if it's starting to feel overwhelming.
That's a practical approach. Now let's talk about the impact of technology on children and teens. What advice do you have for parents regarding their kids' screen time?
Parents should lead by example. Open conversations about technology use can help set healthy boundaries. Establishing screen time rules like no devices during meals or before bedtime encourages balance. It's also beneficial to promote alternative activities such as outdoor play or family game nights.
Those are excellent suggestions for fostering healthier habits. How can technology itself be leveraged to promote digital wellness?
Many apps and features can help manage screen time effectively. For example, built-in screen time trackers on smartphones allow users to set limits on app usage. There are also wellness apps designed to remind users to take breaks, practice mindfulness, or even engage in digital detoxes.
I've heard about mindfulness apps. How can they play a role in achieving digital wellness?
Mindfulness apps can help users cultivate awareness of their screen time and its effects. They often provide guided meditations, breathing exercises, and reflection prompts that encourage individuals to check in with themselves and assess how their technology use impacts their mood and stress levels.
That sounds incredibly beneficial. As we wrap up, what final thoughts do you have for our listeners on achieving a balanced approach to technology?
Remember that balance is key. It's about finding what works for you and prioritizing your well-being. Embrace technology as a tool, but don't let it control your life. Regularly evaluate your habits and be intentional about your technology use. Small adjustments can lead to significant improvements in your overall digital wellness.
Thank you for sharing your expertise with us today. This has been an enlightening discussion on digital wellness and balancing screen time.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Well, I see that's all the time we have for today. As with all of the information we share here, flex your Google search muscles. Log into our website, www.talking-tech.org, or call our helpline. That number is 215-406-HELP. That's 215-406-4357. It has been our pleasure to be here, and we look forward to the next time we can do it again. I wish you all a farewell. Talking Tech with Wayne podcast was produced by Grey Geek Productions, hosted by Kathy Garner and Benjamin Smith. Music by Khadija Renee and Jim Holton.